upper 30s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exelon.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit pcadevzone.org.
He has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. He's Bloom Daddy, and here he comes in Hour 3 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up.
806 Bloom Daddy Radio Network, 800-624-1170. I have a very special guest coming on. She has a book coming out, another book, Make Your Own Sunshine, inspiring stories of people who find light in dark times. And I watch her each and every morning, and I'm a fan. And I just told her that. Janice Dean, senior meteorologist at Fox News, morning meteorologist on Fox and Friends. Janice, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
All right, you had an epic destination party for a full year leading up to your 50th birthday planned. Coronavirus hits, you had to cancel, but you end up having one of the best birthdays ever, and I think it kind of prompted you to write this book. Can you explain?
Absolutely. So, yeah, big blowout 50th birthday in Vegas. I had lots of girlfriends, many you will know from seeing on Fox News, and we had planned, you know, several days in Las Vegas of fun and dancing and all the things that you do in Vegas. And of course, the pandemic happened and I had to scrap those plans. And, you know, it was sad, but my wonderful husband decided to plan a 50th birthday for me, socially distanced one. And it turned out to be the best birthday of my life. He made our kitchen and living room into a Vegas drop, backdrop with roulette tables and cards all over the, you know, the wall. So it really truly looked like, you know, you walked into Vegas.
Right.
He spent time doing that. And then he planned a parade, a car parade, which I know a lot of folks during the time that we were quarantined, they were celebrating birthdays and anniversaries by, you know, friends and family members getting in their cars and honking down the street. He got the local fire truck to do a tour around our neighborhood, blasting the horn. And then, you know, I had a Zoom chat with all of my friends on Fox and Friends. It turned out to be just a beautiful day. I thank him for doing that and all my friends who took part. And even though we had planned this big extravaganza, I felt more love on that day than I think I have, you know, my entire life.
So did that inspire you to write this book, Make Your Own Sunshine?
The book was already being written,
okay.
But I will tell you, I started it pre-pandemic, but I did a lot of these stories and wrote most of it during the pandemic. And our family went through a really dark period of time. My husband lost both of his parents to coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And the darkest days, obviously, were in March and April and May. But I was doing these interviews still during these times of grief. And it really brought sunshine into my life. You know, talking to these people who do kind things for others really truly brought light during a dark time for me.
Talking to Janice Dean, senior meteorologist at Fox News right now about her new book, Make Your Own Sunshine, inspiring stories of people who find light in dark times. How did you find these individuals? Because I know you talked to a 9/11 firefighter who battled for his colleague's health, a good Samaritan who secretly pays for the coffees of everybody in line behind him. How did you choose these individuals?
Well, Ray, the firefighter that you talk about, mm-hmm. that I just looked at chapter two, he was a good friend of ours. My husband's a firefighter, 25 years on the department.
Mm-hmm.
They both dug, they call it on the pile, during 9/11, trying to find their, you know, the remains of their brothers. And Ray got cancer from 9/11 related illness and spent the last years of his life fighting to have health care for those who were diagnosed with World Trade Center illness like he was. And he really was a ray of life, bigger than life. But the legacy that he has on first responders like my husband and others, you know, their families don't have to worry if they are diagnosed with cancer. So he got his own chapter because we knew Ray. But a lot of these stories I came in contact with because I do a daily good news story on Fox Radio called The Dean's List, where I highlight a kind story every day. And so many of them I kept and thought to myself, if I ever write a book about sunshine and kindness, I want to talk to these people and really get into why they did these kind acts and what inspired them.
You know, I got to ask you, I've only got a couple minutes left. You mentioned your husband's parents dying from the pandemic in a nursing home in New York. You've been kind of the tip of the spear, one of the loudest voices going after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. How do you feel about where he is right now? I mean, he's really on the ropes.
Well, I really would like an independent bipartisan investigation with subpoena power into his reckless mandate on March 25th that was in place for 46 days. And I know a lot of other states, including Pennsylvania, had a mandate to put COVID positive patients into nursing homes. We need to shed a light on those mandates and why they were put in place. And I will continue to do so. Obviously, I'm a mostly sunny gal, but when it comes to my family and being an advocate for those who don't have a voice, I need to continue to do this mission.
Do you feel this sexual harassment claims against him are overshadowing right now what he did with these mandates and in his blatant disregard for the elderly in nursing homes?
Listen, no one should have to ever be a victim of sexual harassment or Me Too. But I will say that, yes, I do believe it has kind of muddied the waters a little bit and made the focus on the Me Too stuff more of a priority in terms of what the media is covering. But the bigger issue, the one that killed 15,000 seniors, also cannot be forgotten.
Janice, thanks so much for your time. You do a great job. Like I said, big fan. And thanks for your book and best of luck to you.
Thank you, my friend. I hope y'all be on again sometime.
Absolutely. Janice, thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Once again, that is Janice Dean, senior meteorologist at Fox News, morning meteorologist on Fox and Friends. Her book is called Make Your Own Sunshine, Inspiring Stories of People Who Find Light in Dark Times. And honestly, she has been the voice. I mean, she has been the one that has sounded the alarm against Cuomo when it seemed like it was going to kind of Otis go. You know, he was getting a little bit of heat, but it seemed like it was kind of getting pushed away. And she used, you know, obviously her platform at Fox News, but also going around holding press conferences and everything else because she lost two in-laws to his mandate. And she has really helped get it to where it is now.
Well, the one thing that she has in her advantage is her position of where she is. I mean, she is on TV. She has dealt with this firsthand. And so she has a legitimate, you know, I mean, she has a fight.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, she's got a dog in the hunt.
And now with two scandals enveloping him, I just don't see how he survives this.
I don't know how he doesn't do time somewhere along the line.
Well, and that's what she wants. And like she said, she brought up Pennsylvania. I mean, Governor Wolf and, you know, Dr. Rachel or Sam Kinison, you know, they need to be held accountable. That needs to be checked into. Same thing with Whitmer in Michigan.
You know, I don't think it's going to be called murder because I don't think you can do that. I mean, but I think you can get him for gross negligence.
Absolutely.
You know,
I agree with that. I don't think you could get them for gross negligence and you can get them for the cover up, you know, lying about the numbers. There's a number of different angles that you could go at here, number of different charges. But she's exactly right. You need a bipartisan panel. You need somebody who's objective, and you need subpoena power because people need to answer for what they did. Too many mandates, too many people thinking that they were above and smarter than you, smarter than me, making decisions that blew up in their faces, and they need to face the repercussions for that. I think most people would agree with that. 14 after the hour, 800-624-1170. When I come back, we're talking to Ted Harvey, former Colorado State Senator. Not only about the Democrats sniping over specific provisions of their policy agenda, but also Republicans battling to prevent a full-scale civil war from harming the party for years to come. So he's going to cover both sides of that, and I'm going to hit on some top headlines.
Let's go. Dance for pro. I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. That's it. Now, honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eyes. You gotta ride.
News Radio 1170 WWVA. The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. We found out that the tailwinds in the global CB market indicates that the industry may experience a compounded annual growth rate of 59% and could grow to approximately $89 billion by 2026. Growing demand and friendly new policies could benefit investors. With these red-hot CB picks from the CB Industry Report, get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word PROFIT to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word PROFIT to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text PROFIT to 48542. Text PROFIT to 48542.
Do you want firewood that will actually burn? And I mean burn quickly and intensely instead of waiting for 30 minutes for it to actually really get going. Then you need Morning Wood in Flushing, Ohio. Call Jimmy Velka at 740-312-5803. That's 740-312-5803. And go let him load you up right there on his farm. Locust, maple, cherry, oak, all kept dry under a roof and on a concrete floor. Take it from Bloom Daddy. Morning Wood will burn, baby, and keep you warm until that temperature rises. Call Jimmy. He's waiting. 740-312-5803.
Everyone loves The Office. Admit it. You wish you had a Dundee. Instead, you have this. The Office Deep Dive Podcast, hosted by Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin from The Office. Every week in this new hilarious podcast, Brian sits down with one of his old friends from The Office as they discuss their favorite moments on set and never-before-told stories.
Your kids watch that?
Never.
No, come on.
They've never watched it.
Listen to The Office Deep Dive on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
Rest Care Community Living is the area's largest provider for people with disabilities. Listen to what Rest Care employees are saying. Every day is an adventure, and every day I learn something new. This job has changed me as a person. I'm proud of who I am and the difference I make. Don't miss this opportunity to make a difference in your community. Join the Rest Care team. Rest Care is seeking essential employees. Training is provided and wages are competitive. Apply at RestCare, RESCARE, communityliving.com/careers today.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. I want to let you know about a local insurance agency that puts you and your business first. Steel Insurance is your agency for business insurance. Whether you're getting ready to start that new business this spring, or you may want a professional review of your commercial insurance or workers' compensation policy, the commercial team of Chris Cruz, Mike Moore, Deborah Bell, Kristen Jackson, and Matt Steele will craft coverage specifically for your business. Check them out at craftingcoverage.com. That's Steel Insurance at craftingcoverage.com.
Relationships can be difficult. Knowing your rights before papers are filed is crucial to protecting children and marital assets. Hiring the right lawyer can make the difference. Licensed in Ohio and West Virginia, McCardle Law Office knows how to navigate complex and emotionally charged family law cases on both sides of the river. Let McCardle Law Office, located at 2139 Marcus Street in Wheeling, use its 25 years of experience to assist you. They use old-fashioned values to produce the right results.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
820, Ted Harvey joining me now, former Colorado State Senator. All right, Ted, you want to talk about Democrats first or Republicans? Your choice. You're my guest.
Well, it's a tough pick. I think they're both trying to, they have a civil war going on in their parties, and they're both trying to tear each other apart.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities here. Let's start with the Democrats, first of all. I mean, you've got that way left part, that real progressive part. You've got some moderates in there. You've got the old guard, the new guard, kind of fighting over specific provisions on their policy agenda, whether it be the $15 minimum wage hike, the president's war powers, other policy issues. What's going on here?
Well, I think that you see that the radicals of the of Americans' political spectrum have taken over the Democrat Party, and the old-time Democrats who have been in control of the party for decades sees their power slipping away, but they also see the party slipping away because that's not where the mainstream America is, as far left and radical as the Democrat Party has become. And the establishment Democrats realize that if they continue to go in that direction, they're going to continue to lose seats like they did in the last election. The Republicans are only six seats down. And if the Democrat Party continues to go far to the left, they're going to drive it right off the cliff. And I think that's probably what's going to happen in 2022.
The Democratic-led House passing this sweeping voting rights legislation last night, is this a move by them to try to solidify their power and keep their power because they know the American public is probably going to sour on a lot of the policies and a lot of the directions they're going in?
You bet. They pretty much took the playbook, the blueprint from Colorado, which is where I have served for 13 years, and the Democrats have pushed through same-day voter fraud and all-mail ballots, and you don't have to have voter ID to get a ballot. All of the things that the Democrats used here in Colorado to turn Colorado from a solid red state to a solid blue state, the Democrats are trying to do at the federal level. And they know that they can't win unless they cheat, and that's why they're pushing through this legislation as quickly and as aggressively as they are.
Let's jump over to the Republican Party. And again, we're talking to Ted Harvey, former Colorado State Senator, Republican. So now you've got, you know, a little bit of a crisis here is you've got Trump and his allies going up against some GOP lawmakers who rebuked him over the Capitol attack on January 6th. You got internal divisions within their own ranks. Again, same question. What do you see going on here?
Somewhat similar, but I think just the opposite. I think you see a handful of establishment Republicans who don't like the fact that 75 million Americans rose up to try to save their country and to push an America First agenda and to keep us out of a bunch of wars and to force the Republican Party to actually control our sovereign borders and to put American workers first. And those that disagree with that are trying to push the party in a different direction. And it was only a handful of them, and I think their day of reckoning is going to come in 2022 as well.
I heard a Republican, I can't remember who it was, you might be able to come up with the name, say the other day that the Republican Party would be crazy to get behind Donald Trump in 2024 because under Trump, he said, we lost the Senate, we lost the House, we lost the White House. So why would we ever get behind this guy again? What would you say to that?
Well, I think that the reason why we lost the Senate is because about 250,000 people that voted in the general election in November didn't turn up to vote in the special election in January. And it was because they felt that their vote didn't count and in the Georgia special elections. And they were right. They didn't vote, and so their vote didn't count, and we lost the majority. I don't think you can blame that on Trump. I think that the Republicans picked up seats every year that Donald Trump was president in the House. And Donald Trump started a huge movement in this country that got people off the couch and involved in the Republican Party that haven't been involved in decades. and because they didn't feel their vote was worthy of the Republican Party, and he started a revolution. And I think the Republican Party should look at the policies that Trump won on, which are, like I said, protecting our sovereign border, protecting life, and lowering taxes and putting the American workers first. And that's a winning ticket. And I think the Republican Party needs to wake up and see that that's a winning ticket.
Ted, what's the best move for the party? Not for Trump, but for the party. Would it be Trump running for the nomination in 2024 or putting his weight behind somebody else?
Well, I think it's important for Trump to be involved in these midterm elections in 2022 and making sure that we get solid conservatives elected across the country. I think we will take back the House of Representatives, and I think we will take back the Senate. And I think that is the first step in saving the Republic and getting it out of the hands of the radical leftists that have taken over the Democrat Party. And it really depends on what President Trump wants to do in 2024. If he wants to get back into the race, there's nobody in the Republican Party that can primary him and beat him for the nomination. And honestly, I don't see anybody in the Democrat Party. That Joe Biden's certainly not going to run again. I'm not sure Joe Biden makes it through his first four-year term. And Kamala Harris has no support in the Democrat Party, and I don't see who would step up to be able to take on Trump. But that doesn't mean Trump wants to run it. Run for the seat again. So it'll be interesting to see. I think the Republicans have a huge bench of great, great leaders, and I don't see that on the Democrat side. So I think the Democrats have a bunch of problems moving forward, and that's why they're trying to set in stone the ability for them to cheat in elections moving forward.
All right, Ted, thanks for your time on the show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. God bless. Have a great day.
All right, Republican Ted Harvey, former Colorado State Senator. A couple of other top stories out there. You've got Governor Gavin Newsom out in California slamming Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the governor of Mississippi for lifting the state's mask mandate. Of all people who should be critical, Gavin Newsom would probably be at the bottom of the list. But he took to Twitter and he simply wrote, absolutely reckless. When you take a look at absolutely reckless, you would have to put Gavin Newsom at the top of that list. Reckless in his mandates, reckless in his draconian measures that has just crippled the state of California under this pandemic. That's why people are leaving in droves. Schools still not open in California. You take a look at his Thanksgiving orders when he told everybody they couldn't be around their own families, yet he went to an expensive restaurant in Napa Valley with healthcare buddies, donors, friends, with no masks, no social distancing, eating and drinking stuff that you couldn't afford, I couldn't afford. That's why right now there are 1.9 million signatures that have been gathered in this recall effort of Gavin Newsom. They only need 1.5. And they're still going. They're at 1.9 million. I mean, Gavin Newsom is the last guy who should be criticizing anybody. And when it comes to Texas and Mississippi, these governors are just simply saying, you, the people, should make your own choice. You know what's best for you. If you want to wear a mask, if you want to social distance, by all means, go ahead. If you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to social distance, then you know what? That's your right too. These are two state governors who are saying, we're not going to abuse our powers. Cases are down, hospitalizations are down, everything's down. And oh, let's not forget, this has a 99% survival rate. But these other states, you have people who do not want to relinquish that power. And they're proving it over and over and over. Bloom Daddy Facebook feedback on this one. Mark said, if he wasn't Pelosi's nephew, he would be nowhere. Rip, this clown single-handedly is ruining California, and he's criticizing Texas. And Greg, it's about time somebody stands up for the people and puts them back to work and let them live their lives like they are doing in Texas and Mississippi. What's the buzz? Coming your way next.